Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin, I want to encourage you, if you have your Bible nearby and you are currently able to access it, please open it to the book of Romans, chapter 8. The New Testament opens with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then Acts and Romans. So you are looking for the sixth book of the New Testament in chapter 8, Romans 8. I tell you this now so you are ready to read along with me when we get there. I know some of you like to do that, and others of you are on the road or otherwise unable to do so. Either way is fine. This is just a heads up if you are eager to open to today's text. Furthermore, if you have received the free resource I have been offering labeled simply Salvation, please reach for that now. You will soon want it. This will make you well prepared for what is coming, Romans 8 and the resource on salvation. If you have no idea what this is, no worries. Stay tuned. Yesterday, I used the analogy of a large house filled with many rooms and therefore multiple doorways through which one enters a room. In a big home, one you are visiting or just not used to, it is easy to get lost. I have never lived in such a house, but I have friends who do, and my wife and I have been in such places. For example, sometimes when traveling, we prefer bed and breakfast over hotels. These are typically more homey and sometimes historic, and the hosts are very friendly and informative about the area. And since I love history, as I repeatedly tell you, I like to get the detail on the location I am visiting from someone who knows and is willing to take the time to talk with me and answer my questions. Well, some of these bed and breakfasts are not so quaint. We stayed in one near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, that had multiple floors and doors and hallways and ways in and out. It took me some time to figure out which door to enter and what staircase to take that would get me back to our bedroom and down to the dining room and back to the outside and our car. The point is, it is easy to get lost in a robust home such as that. Well, likewise, it is easy to get lost in the Bible. Reading one passage can easily set the curious reader off into a whole other section of Scripture. This happens to me all the time, like all the time. Perhaps you have noticed. Footnotes, cross-references, and word studies, all favorites of mine. Well, in Genesis 15, verse 6, we have that great big front door of salvation, and we put our hands on the doorknob and turn, and as the door swings wide on those hinges, we read this: "Then Abram believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to Abram as righteousness." And that immediately sends the eager Bible student inevitably all the way over to the book of Romans. Or perhaps you are already reading and studying Romans and you find yourself constantly flipping or scrolling back to Genesis and Abraham's faith in God. This is because the Apostle Paul, author of the book of Romans, puts himself in dialogue with Abraham often. In fact, Romans chapter 4 is all about Abraham and his justification by faith in the Lord. Paul quotes Genesis 15, verse 6, to prove his doctrine that it is justification by faith which saves all of us from our sin, the Jew Abram included. So the big door of salvation opens wide, and once we walk through it, we come to another door, which opens into Romans chapter 4. And then we walk along and come to another door, which leads to Romans 8. And that is where I actually want us to begin in Romans. While it is safe to get lost in Scripture, we cannot go wrong here. It is nevertheless wise for our time together each day, if we are guided primarily by the Holy Spirit, and secondarily by myself, in order that we can open one door at a time and explore what is behind it. What is behind Romans 4 is very worthwhile. But there is something more expansive and broader behind Romans 8, and that is what I first would like you to see. Here is how I would like to address this. First, I am going to introduce you to 9 words. Second, I will show some of the 9 in 2 specific verses in Romans chapter 8. Follow me closely now. This is the order God gives to our salvation from sin. Theologians have historically used the Latin phrase ordo salutis, meaning order of salvation, to explain what we will read. There is another name for this. It's been called the golden chain of salvation. The golden chain of salvation. And now will be a prime time to open the document I sent you, if you asked for it. If you asked for and received this free resource marked Salvation, please access it now. Or feel free to write to me and get it right away by email or in a few days by regular mail. Just ask for Salvation when you email me or send a brief note to my post office box, and my addresses are forthcoming. If you are looking at the document I sent, we will begin in the left center of the page and work our way up to the right-hand corner. The first word is election. The second word is calling. The third word is regeneration. The fourth word is conversion. The fifth word is justification. The sixth word is adoption. The seventh word is sanctification. The eighth word is perseverance. And the ninth word is glorification. These 9 words make up the ordo salutis, the order of salvation, or the golden chain of salvation. Each one of these words is linked together like an inseparable chain. And this is how we describe how Holy God saves the sinner from sin. These again are the 9 words: election, calling, regeneration, conversion, justification, adoption, sanctification, perseverance, glorification. Now, if you missed those, stick with us because I will be repeating these, well, repeatedly in the days ahead. Now, someone will wisely ask, where are these words in the Bible? Show us this in the Scripture. Well, all right, let's go to Romans chapter 8. And if you have my document, I put this passage right there so you can easily see it. I am reading now Romans chapter 8, and I will actually pick up the reading at verse 28. This is Romans 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. You heard me read the words called, foreknew, predestined, justified, and glorified. Once explained, I need to emphasize this, once I have had time to teach these verses, we will see how several of our 9 words match words found in Romans 8. For example, The words foreknew and predestined fit with election and calling. The word called, used twice in Romans 8, the verses I've read, matches the word calling in the order of salvation in the golden chain. And then, of course, the perfect matches of justified with justification and glorified with glorification. The point is this: while Romans 8 verses 29 through 30 does not tell us everything we need to know about how God saves people from sin, the Apostle Paul does give us a concise statement. We will follow the scripture to other verses that clearly emphasize some of the missing words from our chain, like regeneration, conversion, adoption, sanctification, and perseverance. Although perseverance really is in Romans 8, 28 through 30. I assure you here that each of these words is biblical. We just need time to find them in the New Testament. And we will be taking the time to do just that. God elects, calls, regenerates. God converts. God justifies, adopts, sanctifies. God perseveres. God glorifies. This is exactly how God saved Abraham, Paul, you, me, and everyone whom he has ever saved and will ever save. God saves. Don't you look forward to learning more about this? Well, I certainly hope you do, and I hope that you would consider inviting along a friend, a family member, or perhaps someone from your church or synagogue who you think would benefit from hearing about this. Please do invite them, and then join us as we gather around together again tomorrow to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.